I see you everywhere, disrespecting women, asking shameful questions. If you can't respect your mother, that's one thing, but it doesn't mean you can be disrespectful to another woman. How many times do you slide into female DMs and ask them to rub their pussy before they sleep? Mm-hmm. Some people need to learn how to separate the creator and their content. If someone is making erotica content, it doesn't mean you can slide into her private chat and ask horny questions. Okay. Imagine you're watching a movie, and in the movie they have a sexy scene. Do you immediately go to their Instagram and ask them that same question? Uh-huh. If you can't send that question to your mom or your sister, then you can't send it to a stranger on Reddit. Should I say, I don't need to rub my pussy to make me fall asleep because I fuck your dad in front of your mom. He makes me come over and over again with his cock. Hey, if your brain is horny 24/7, it doesn't mean other people have that problem too. Mm-hmm. I bet you didn't grow enough hair down there until college, and that's why you lost respect for another human. Or is your pee-pee too small for real life? You can't show it proudly? Well, how long is it? Less than 5? Oh. Do you feel intimidated when someone says that size doesn't really matter? No, my tiny peepee. Of course size does matter. Why would male body parts have different sizes if it didn't matter? Mm-hmm. Different sizes, different feelings, different satisfaction. Do you feel big after asking horny questions to those girls? I'm so sorry if you feel that way, but the problem is that I'm not your mom or your dad. I'm not the one who's responsible for that tiny peepee you have. Have you made any girl come with that thing? I can imagine that would be really hard to do. Even after it's in full hard cock mode, it's still small, isn't it? Hey, maybe you can use your fingers and your mouth more. Well, having sex can include lots of things, not just your tiny pee-pee. They can come inside your mouth if you give them head, and at least they feel something down there. How do you feel if the only thing they feel is nothingness? You try to put it in, but it doesn't work. It's not really in the right spot. She keeps telling you, oh, don't pull out, but it slips out. Not because you're pulling it out of her pussy, because you're too small. How do you explain that to her? Do you say, sorry, baby, you're just not tight enough for me? She'd slap you if you said that. Can you be mature enough to say, I'm sorry, my cock is too tiny for you? Too short? Maybe. Too small, probably. It could be both, if I'm being honest. What are you doing down there? Is that the most regular question you get when you try penetration? What are you doing down there? Because they feel nothing goes in. Can you even call it penetration? It's barely going in. The best thing you could do with it is maybe use it as a rubbing tool for the clit. You can make her moan, at least, if that cock can't make her come. Should I even call it a cock? A cock should be for something at least 5 inches. For something less than 5, I'd have to call it a peepee. So you will remember how tiny it is. Oh, can you grow it more? You can't, right? Oh, that size sticks with you forever. I hear they sell cock sleeves for tiny little peepees. It's like a dildo. You put your cock inside and you fuck your partner with it. So your horny partner can satisfy her needs. It's better than nothing at all. You can buy dildos to make your partner happy. At least you're not sharing her with another guy. Imagine if she finds another guy with a better size. Oh, what would you do if that happened? Would you do the right thing and let her go? Is there anything you can do to make it bigger and maybe keep her? Because, like I said, size does matter. Girls are just being nice when they say that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're over the average. Yeah. It doesn't matter if they can feel your cock breaking their pussy. But it does matter if yours is less than that, which it is. If you have a tiny pee-pee, you can work on another department to make you more interesting. Who would want a tiny pee-pee anyway? I'd be better off buying some dildos and picking the best size for myself. Oh, at least a dildo doesn't have a jerk attitude and a tiny pee-pee. At least a dildo gets hard all the time and can make me come over and over again. I can upgrade the size if I want. I can start with 6.5 inches and then try 8. Do you want to hear how good a big size dildo makes me feel? Okay. Here. Oh, yes. Oh, I love this thing. Oh, this moan is not coming from fucking your tiny pee-pee. Oh, this is from a big dildo. Oh, yes. Oh, look. Oh, yeah. I always thought a real thing would be better than a dildo. Just because I never saw how tiny the real thing could be. If I knew you were less than 5 inches, I would choose a dildo over you every single day. Oh, okay, a dildo can be cold, but I can warm it up when I fuck it. When I said size doesn't matter, I'm still expecting at least 6 inches long and, thick. So when you put it in, I can feel my cervix getting stretched. Oh, yes, I can say, please fuck me deeper, and you can push more. Oh, and I can feel the tip filling my pussy. But don't worry about me. I won't be needing your tiny little pee-pee. I have a 6.5 inch dildo, and I think I will rub my clit with the tip of it. A few minutes of heaven with this hard dildo. And then I can push it back inside. Oh, not all of it. Oh, just half. Oh, I want to tease myself. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so much better than your pee-pee. Oh, I shouldn't even compare yours with this dildo. How can I compare nothing to something? Oh, Lisa's dildo can make me moan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but your tiny pee-pee keeps making me wonder. Are you really going to try to penetrate my pussy? Oh, you're joking, right? Oh, now I'm going to push this dildo in more. Oh, it's all in now. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, this dildo makes me feel so good. Oh. Oh, you should be embarrassed. You should be so embarrassed. How could you have something you want to call a cock that's so tiny and it can't even make me satisfied? How could you fuck any woman with this? Oh. Now, I'm going to end this audio right here. I don't think your pee-pee is worth more than this. No more of my time. I prefer to focus with this dildo or two and satisfy myself. Yes, I am doing doggy style with this one. Yes. I really am. I can play with this for hours. Oh. Oh, and I can squirt if I use the biggest one. Oh, this one touches the spot that I need to make me come. It's not too big, but of course it's bigger than yours. Oh, fuck me. Oh, this dildo is so much better than your tiny, pathetic little pee-pee. Oh, how dare you try to fuck me with that undergrown cock. Oh, I want to fuck like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet. Oh, my God. I'm so wet. Oh, this still is making me so fucking wet. Oh. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh. Oh, your pathetic little baby could never make me feel this good. Uh-uh. No, I'm gonna come on this dildo. Oh, I'm gonna come on this dildo. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. I'm gonna come. I don't need your pee-pee. Oh, I don't need your pee-pee. Well, like, See? I don't need your tiny pee-pee. Anything is better than what you have between your legs. Bye-bye for now.